continues on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.
Welcome back to Sportsline here on The Fan. Going to get with Joe Decker in the game. Autographs and memorabilia down in Appleton in just a second. Tell you a little bit about a signing they've got going on tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow. A nice event down there for your Badger fans from 1 to 2 o'clock. Sportsline brought to you in part by Hum by Verizon. Is your check engine light on? Hum by Verizon can tell you why, so you can fix small problems before they become big ones. Find out more connected at hum.com. Harry?
Yes, sir.
New York Post, Eli, E-L-I-E, Eli Manning, fraud. It's not good for business, especially if you're a memorabilia collector. I would imagine that goes for Joe Decker for sure. Right now I want to welcome in to the show. Joe, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Excellent, excellent.
Outstanding.
Hey, before we dive into Eli Manning, Joe, I got to ask you a little bit about what you got going on tomorrow. 1 to 2, T.J. Watt, Corey Clement, Dare Ogunleye, and you've also got Vince Beagle there. Did I miss anybody in that group? What have you got going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow at our Waukesha Sports Cards home store down in Waukesha. That's right, we do have Dari, T.J. Watt, Corey Clement, and who's the one I'm forgetting now?
Beagle.
Oh, yeah, Beagle.
Pride of Wisconsin Rapids. Yeah,
all four of those guys are going to be down there from 1 until 2. Mm-hmm. Tickets still available. Expecting a good turnout. It's going to be a big day for not only for us, but for Badger football fans.
How much would it be for Vince Beagle autographs, say, if he goes from Badger to Packer? And I imagine there would be people who would want to get probably the high school, college, and pro jersey in that case if you get an in-state guy, but it's certainly the college and pro jerseys.
Yeah, I think Beagle is, off the top of my head, I want to say like $25 right now.
Okay.
I would think, as soon as he gets to the pros and stuff, and he's probably going to go up a little bit in price, but for that first year, they're usually around that $25 to $45 to get your autograph for them.
Harry,
so you got to get them while they're young.
Well, Harry and I were wondering about T.J. Watt. Is there any extra bounce because it's J.J.'s brother?
Oh, yeah, he's like double the price. He's $49.99 right now, which is still a really good deal, especially, for avid collectors or people that just want to starting out their collecting. T.J. should be a pretty safe bet as far as having a decent career in the NFL, wouldn't you guys agree?
I would think so.
I think so. And he could even start even in Green Bay would change things around.
Heck yeah.
Question I have for you, you hear this thing and it was happening in New York, the game jersey. What is and it sounds a silly question, but what is the difference between the price of a game jersey and just a non-worn jersey?
To be honest with you, the prices are just phenomenal, and I'll never understand. Let's say a $200 Dame jersey, just a regular autographed jersey, and then also they're game worn, and next thing you're seeing them online for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Wow.
So that's kind of why this whole Eli Manning thing is becoming a really big thing too, because there are collectors that are willing to pay premium prices for game used stuff. And then this stuff comes out.
What is your understanding of Eli Manning? For those that don't know, he was named along the equipment manager in the Giants case of fraud. A lot of it stemming from an email that he sent to the equipment manager asking for passable game-worn helmets. And passable, he's probably trying to contend maybe that they could throw him around. Too bad he didn't have passable game-worn or game-used footballs. He could have argued that. But just talk about your understanding of where Eli really went wrong and why would a player of that stature even mess with this?
To be honest with you, I actually was even talking to the owner, Rob, down at Waukesha about this. We don't know a ton more than what's being reported. The question is, with the whole, what is game used, or can pass as game used, and what did he mean by it? I think normally somebody would say, I need some game used, this or that. So it's kind of questionable why he even said it that way.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, for someone that makes that kind of money, I don't really see why, he would be part of a scam. And from the verbiage and like that, my impression, and this is purely just my impression, is that I don't know if Eli really cared a whole lot and was kind of just, hey, get me this or whatever, not really fully understanding the implications of what he was actually, asking or, what kind of scenario this would set up.
just like Brady in the ball, in the air in the ball. I didn't know. The Dreamer says, does it feel good? He says, yes, keep it like that. He didn't know about the air.
Well, I wonder if Roger Goodell's going to get involved in the Eli Manning situation now. Goodell's probably looking at that helmet that he's got in his office going,
wait a minute.
Hey,
I don't see any
game
scars.
More in mind, you know what. I'm going to call Eli in right now for a little chit-chat with the commissioner. What is big in the world of memorabilia? How's the market right now this time of year? Going into a Brewers season, obviously, you guys, with the Waukesha connection down there, very, very big in into Brewers memorabilia. Some of these young kids coming up, pique your curiosity of the fans?
You know, the Brewers, you know, well, first and foremost, you know, at the end of January, we actually had the whole 82 Brewers down at the Waukesha store for signings, and that was really big. Cool. 82 Brewers, only in Wisconsin can a team, you know, not win the World Series and be coveted and, you know, you know, throughout, you know, Wisconsin as Brewer fans. So they're always really, very collectible. Some of the younger players, people, you know, once again, because of the Brewers, are kind of sometimes hesitant, and because, you know, people are getting traded left and right. I'm trying to think of the current young player that we just actually had not too long ago.
Arcia.
Arcia, that's it. Yep. He's looking pretty promising, and I think we're going to – I know we've had signings with him in the past, and I think that's going to be something that they probably pursue again in the future, especially if he does well.
What about Bob Uecker memorabilia, Mr. Belvedere? Anything there? I mean, Bob's getting on in years, and he picks his spots now when he works. He's still amazing. The popularity there, I'm guessing, with Mr. Baseball is big as ever.
He's actually one autograph that I still don't have that I'd love to have. He doesn't do a lot of autograph signings anymore, but extremely popular. Not too terribly expensive, but... I think the last ball I sold was like $150, which is pretty reasonable in this day and age. We don't have a ton of stuff. His bobbles are, especially like the game day giveaways, those are always extremely popular and highly collectible.
Great stuff, Joe. Again, what you got going on tomorrow with the Badgers down in Waukesha?
Well, I'm really looking forward to that. Like I said, it's from 1 until 2 tomorrow. All four of those players are going to be up there. You know, you'll have a chance to bring in your items or purchase anything if you need it, obviously. And you'll be able to sit and, you know, talk to these guys and, you know, see what their plans are or where they're hoping to go.
Excellent. Great stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time, and happy Easter weekend to you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Joe Decker in the game, sports memorabilia, Harry Sidney, and that's a racket where you got to stay on top of things. With the technology and the advances and the way they can scam.
And there's always somebody trying to make an easy buck.
And I would have never guessed $150 for a Bob Uecker. If I had a Bob Uecker autographed baseball, it's not going anywhere for $150.
Anyway.
I mean, you know, $1,500, I mean, we'll have a conversation, but
no.
$150.
Well, and that's why it's so much of you're collecting. Why are you collecting? You're collecting for, you know, memories say,
sentimentality.
Are you connected to make bucks down the road?
Exactly. That's funny when you put a price on an autograph. It's, yeah, $25.
Yeah.
$49.99. Tax included on TJ Watt. Back after these messages, going to hit a little NBA playoffs in the Milwaukee Bucks. If you'd like anything you want to share with us, Eli Manning, crazy story there. The Giants attorneys now, they're denying that that email implicates Eli Manning in any way. Of course they are.
Not the golden guy. That's their quarterback, man.
You know, those attorneys, they see Eli Manning as a guy who should be above this, and they see billable hours. Back after these messages, Sportsline here on The Fan.